Welcome to the H2H Human Connection Done Right Summit, bringing together forward-thinking leaders who understand that true innovation happens when people, process, and technology work in harmony. Lean into this refreshing, energizing experience designed to inspire you with a new approach to a timeless principle. Our speakers will offer fresh insights that will challenge perspectives and spark new ideas.
Hello, everyone. I'm Tim Beck, the CEO of SaaStups, and I'm thrilled to have you here today at our Human-to-Human Connection Done Right event. For my session, I'll be talking about a unified perspective, blind mindset, plus standardization equals human inclusion. As we all sit here watching and listening to this podcast, I'm sure you found it was super easy to log in, set up, and join this event. This is because we introduced a standard process to help make it easy for all of you to join. As you sit here, I'd like to ask you, do any of you have someone in your family or do you know someone that's blind? And have you ever thought about how hard it might be for this person to register for this event without any sight to see what they're doing? Now I'd like you to imagine navigating your smartphone or a computer with a blindfold. Sounds pretty crazy, right? Especially if you can see. If you tried this yourself, you would find it's really hard as you don't know where to start as things seem to be very unstructured. Now imagine trying to run a business with disconnected systems, dirty data, multiple spreadsheets. You could say this is like running a business blind and completely disconnected. As business owners or someone part of the startup SMB C-suite team, I'm sure it seems like you can never get ahead. It's because you're always trying to figure out what the right path is to take, which keeps traditionally producing additional struggles, bad data, and potentially even more manual tasks. So what if we built processes differently? What if we built workflows differently? And maybe a revenue solution with a different mindset? That of someone who can't see, meaning they're blind. Today during my session, I'd like to explore with you how thinking like a blind person can help us all standardize, unify, and optimize your most valuable asset, your revenue lifecycle. Additionally, we'll talk about eliminating friction and preparing your revenue lifecycle data to be completely autonomously managed. So let's dive into the developer mindset. And how can we get them to think like blind humans, making everything accessible? You might ask yourself, why does this matter to a business owner? Or why does this matter to a C-suite executive? Or why does this matter to humans in general? In my view, accessibility isn't just about helping the disabled. It's about usability for all humans, seeing or not seeing. Which is why I have to ask, have you ever thought to yourself, how do blind users interact with technology today? From my experience, it's really amazing. Now, through an unfortunate situation, my mother-in-law, named Kitty, is blind due to glaucoma. And to live her life today, she relies on structured, standardized experiences. As an example, at her home where she lives and cooks, everything has to be in place and everything needs to stay in the same spot due to her muscle memory. Similar to screen readers are there to help her navigate her different iPhones or iPad devices. Voice commands are there and integrated with existing tools she uses daily. And predictable navigation apps are available that can guide her throughout her day. As an example, Kitty loves to cook and bake all kinds of foods, from cookies to cakes to my favorite, her almond biscottis. They are so good. And some of the most amazing Asian food that you can imagine that any family would love to enjoy. However, as her eyesight has worsened over the years due to glaucoma, it's become harder and harder for her to do the same activities she was used to doing as a sighted person. So our family looked for ways to help enable her with devices that would allow screen readers or voice commands to enable her to keep doing what she loves the most, which is cooking and feeding her amazing family. One tool she can't live without is her talking scale. This scale tells her the exact measurements so she can bake without any mistake. Unlike people who can see, Kitty can't depend on visual cues, which means everything must be intuitive, connected, and frictionless. This allows my mother-in-law to depend on herself, which has always been the goal for all humans. All she wants to do is think and act for herself. She does not need to depend on others to help her enjoy her life. Essentially, by giving her standard tools, Kitty can go out and do things on her own, no different than any sighted person. So why does this make sense to apply a blind mindset to your software development team? As we think beyond sight, we learn to design systems that make sense without a UI experience, that are traditionally or that are based on data or actionable data. Similar to how using Google Maps, you have a starting point and an end point and maybe a few extra stops. The system is smart enough to adjust if you get off the route to ensure you will still end up at your final destination. When we think about blind people, this allows us to remove unnecessary steps, ensure clarity, and build with automation in mind. Because ease of use and making everything accessible to everyone is one of the most powerful things you can do. So something to think about. What if all developers embrace the mindset of thinking like blind users? Do you think we as humans would build more efficient, more streamlined, more standardized technologies that we can all use? So with that thought rolling around in your head, now let's explore how we can apply the blind mindset to revenue lifecycle that really runs your business today. When I think about revenue lifecycle systems today, they're like seven different travel agents booking different flights for the same trip. Each team, marketing, sales, operations, finance, accounting, customer success, and renewals, today basically all work in multiple silos, in different systems, within different disconnected teams who are not collaborating on the same data. This is resulting in a ton of data that gets lost in handoffs. There's too many approvals, which are creating friction and inefficiencies amongst internal teams. So the question is, what if we standardize the business processes the way blind people think and make everything accessible? This would mean that we could develop a single unified revenue lifecycle solution where marketing, sales, operation, finance, accounting, customer success, and renewals all operate seamlessly together. Just like how screen readers create a smooth experience for blind users to navigate their daily lives, or using Google Maps gets us to our final destination. These are the things that we can do. As humans, we really need to change our mindset. We need to evolve so we can create a better future. That way we can absolutely eliminate friction. Business owners like myself and C-suite executives today need to work internally or with our consultants to understand unstructured data and then figure out the best way to make it structured. Then they need to find deployable solutions that are standardized or work with consultants to build a custom-built solution so you can truly eliminate the need for manual intervention. As businesses adopt this blind mindset, every step of every process in their business can be made predictable. It's just like a blind person relying on structured navigation to get to their end destination. So as we are considering how we want to grow businesses in 2025 and beyond, we need to reinvent and standardize certain business processes like our disconnected, siloed revenue lifecycle. And to do so, through the lens of a blind mindset, making everything accessible, because then we can remove bottlenecks and make automation possible for everyone. Now that I have you thinking like a blind person and how to standardize, this is really the key to unity. So let's dive deeper into why it's important to unify your pre-sales and your post-sales so you can make your revenue autonomously managed. When you think about the current realities of most businesses today, you'll find that most pre-sales, marketing, business development, and sales, and post-sales, operation, finance, accounting, customer success, and renewals, are operating in completely separate worlds. No one is on the same page. You have massive deal desk teams, approvals are sent to everyone for visibility, data is pulled into spreadsheets, and it seems like everything gets done at the last minute. In my view, the fix is simple. It's time to change your mindset to thinking like a blind person. Essentially, we need to take a few steps back, carefully document how we're going to unify every team member of the revenue lifecycle data model. We need to map out all these processes of unstructured data and figure out how to structure everything into a single data model. We then need to decide how we want people to interact with that data model, and we need to decide what data can be automated and what must remain manual for human intervention. So once we take our unstructured revenue lifecycle data and make it structured, we can then produce AI-ready revenue data that can be autonomously managed. As humans, we tend to follow others on what they have done. And for many years, for the past 25 years, businesses of the world have relied on custom-coded systems that are heavily integrated, which use data lakes to try and harmonize your data, which has created a ton of tech debt and reliance on resources to run your revenue cycle. As we push into the future of the world of AI, large language models, unstructured data is what's preventing us from fully taking advantage of the real power of AI or autonomous actions. This is why we see business owners and C-suite executives of the world reevaluating all of their disconnected or integrated systems and striving to build a unified process like a revenue lifecycle management tool. This allows them to standardize workflows to ensure the creation of flawless, clean, structured data, which means you can take that data and automate it. As more businesses move their unstructured data into a single data model that is structured, there will be less reliance on human intervention for data integrity, which means as businesses' data becomes more structured, all your revenue teams can work harmoniously while allowing the data to flow autonomously that does not require human intervention. So as we sit here and as more businesses and C-suite executives get to this level of simplification, the outcomes become very clear. Revenue lifecycle management automation, alignment, and inclusivity helps accelerate revenue growth, which means when done right with the right mindset, the benefits are massive. Revenue operations becomes fully automated from the first handshake through the renewal and the automated payment collections. Teams work together seamlessly inside of one platform instead of fighting inefficiencies due to multiple disparate systems and processes. AI-powered automation or autonomous gives back thousands of hours of manual work, which means you can reduce your tech debt by 35%+ or your overall support of resources by 85%, allocating those resources to other more customer-facing, human-to-human connection conversations, which will help your business run more autonomously and efficiently. So now, as we reflect on everything I discussed today, I'd like to connect with business owners and C-suite executives to understand your thoughts and if you see any benefit in shifting your team's mindset to think like blind people. Or if you'd like to discuss thoughts on how to simplify or standardize your overall revenue lifecycle management system, we would be happy to help you with accelerating your growth. At SaaSTEPS, we have a non-provisional patent-pending technology that exists today because we envision the future where unstructured data can be structured into a single data model where people with sight can work alongside non-sighted people or entities without eyes to accelerate revenue autonomously. So as the future unfolds, it's time to ask yourself, how will my business take our unstructured data and make it structured? How can we standardize our data in a single data model and activate our revenue to run autonomously? What processes can we simplify which will help revenue flow effortlessly and help eliminate all friction and help your business scale revenue without chaos? For my final thought here, as you sit here and thinking about changing your mindset to think like the blind, ask yourself, what are you going to do differently when you meet with your internal teams tomorrow? Will you ask them to think differently, like a blind person who wants to simplify and standardize all of your internal processes? Or are you going to try and find a partner who thinks like you, who has deployable solutions built for standardization? Or are you going to try and build everything internally on your own? Regardless, when you decide to change your mindset to think like a blind person, I believe you can work with your team to simplify, standardize, and create a more collaborative environment where everyone can work harmoniously together. With that said, thank you everyone for listening to my podcast, A Unified Perspective, Blind Mindset plus Standardization equals Human Inclusion. My name is Tim Beck. Again, I'm the CEO of SaaSTEPS. That's SaaSTEPS.com. For anyone that's interested in talking with us, we're always interested in talking with you. For this event, we're also providing all attendees with the ability to set up your own frictionless buyer journey. This one solution within one platform allows all of your team members internally or externally to focus on human-to-human connections with great conversations. Now you can help anyone buy from you or allow internal people, partners to help sell for you. Customers can be guided through an online quoting commerce experience in which customers fill out their own data and complete their orders. Internally, all your post-sales processes will be automated. The system will automatically create the new account, the contact, the opportunity, the subscription, the contract, the billing, the invoices, and the renewals, which allows your internal teams to focus more time with your customers and prospects while you allow the systems to autonomously automate your post-sales processes. In reality, this will help internal teams work faster and smarter while onboarding your new customers and delighting your customers in a whole new way. Thank you for joining my session, and please enjoy the rest of Human-Human Connection Done Right event. It's an amazing show. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you for joining us in today's forward-thinking session of Human Connection Done Right. As we transition to our next expert speaker, remember that together we are redefining the future. To stay engaged and informed, visit revenue-bydesign.com, where together we will be deliberate, be intentional, and be successful.